This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. After 5 years of free parking at the Oshkosh Arena, you'll have to start paying for parking when you go to a concert or a game. Verve Credit Union had sponsored free parking at the arena since it opened, but that deal comes to an end on Saturday. Starting on January 1st, the cost will be $10 per car. Of course, street parking is still free. Talking about the arena, the Harlem Globetrotters officially opened that building back in 2017. The Globetrotters make a return visit on Sunday, January 1st. As we say goodbye to the year 2022, Oshkosh is ready to party. A number of area bars are featuring live bands. There's also a family celebration planned at the YMCA going from 6 till 9 o'clock on Saturday night. The Oshkosh Kids Foundation is getting $50,000 in state money to install water and sewer for its new 32-unit tiny home development, and all the state is handing out better than $2 million in shelter grants statewide. Page 2, the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce is helping out a couple of area businesses with business loans. Thunderbird Bakery's new location in the Beach Building is getting one, and Parm's new location on Highway 21 is getting the other. Ice guru Donnie Herman is out with his first Lake Winnebago report. There's 4 to 9 inches of ice on the lake right now with no open spots. It could all change, though, in the next week with the daytime temperatures above freezing and highs getting into the 40s and even low 50s. Some of the top stories in Oshkosh this year included, number one, Sawdust District and South Shore Development, two major projects here, the mill on Main Street being one, along with the new hospital for Frederick and Theta Clark. Number two, the decision to demolish the old Merrill School by the Oshkosh School Board. Number three, the city deciding to go with shorter storage tanks at the water plant to save homeowners a view of Lake Winnebago. Number four, we're no longer the event city after years and years. The CVB deciding to go with a new theme called Discover Oshkosh. Number five, Waterfest, another stellar season for Waterfest, including one of the largest crowds ever for the Beach Boys back in August. A couple of predictions as we wrap up the year 2022, looking ahead to 2023. Number one, more development coming to Oshkosh despite a slowdown in the national economy. And number two, area wages will continue to increase as the labor market gets tighter and tighter and tighter. That is a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great New Year's Eve. I'll be back with you soon here on the Chamber website.